Achieving gender equality, a goal we've been striving toward for decades. Yet according to the 2024 Global Gender Gap Report, full equality remains 134 years away. Why has progress been so slow, and what needs to be done to close the gaps in economic opportunity, political representation, and other important areas? This is Here, the podcast brought to you by the Human Environment and Animal Responsibility Initiative. When we listen, we learn, and with each episode, we dedicate our attention to an important topic that defines the world we live in. Gender equality is often celebrated as a hallmark of progress, but the actual numbers still tell a more sobering story. The World Economic Forum's Global Gender Gap Index measures disparities between men and women across four critical areas: economic participation, education, health, and political empowerment. And while some progress has been made, the gaps are still wide, especially where it matters most. The index uses percentages to indicate how much the gap has been closed, so 100% would be representing full parity between women and men. Take economic participation. Globally, only 60.5% of this gap has been closed. Women hold just 31.7% of leadership roles and account for only 28.2% of STEM professionals. STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. These are the fields shaping the future, yet women remain underrepresented, largely due to systematic barriers like unequal access to education, caregiving responsibilities, and workplace bias. The disparity grows even starker when we look at political empowerment. This is the largest gap of all, with only 22.5% of it closed. Women hold fewer seats in parliament, fewer ministerial roles, and fewer opportunities to shape policy on critical issues like education and healthcare. In many countries, the numbers are shockingly low. Some have no women in key government positions at all. But there are bright spots as well, like for instance Iceland, which has been leading the world in that regard, having closed over 93% of its gender gap. Its success is no accident. Policies like shared parental leave and wage transparency laws ensure women can thrive in the workforce and beyond. In Rwanda, women hold over 60% of parliamentary seats, thanks to deliberate gender quotas introduced during post-genocide reconstruction. Those are the examples that show us what's possible when action is taken. Other regions are also making strides. Latin America and the Caribbean have reduced their gender gap by over 8 percentage points since 2006. Countries like Nicaragua and Namibia are driving this progress with policies that promote women's inclusion in politics and the workforce. Yet, the global picture remains uneven. In sub-Saharan Africa, nations like Namibia perform well, while others like Chad and the Democratic Republic of the Congo lag behind. In the Middle East and North Africa, economic participation remains particularly low, despite improvements in literacy and education. The slow pace of progress raises a fundamental question: why is achieving gender equality so hard? The reasons are complex. Cultural norms, economic structures, and political systems often reinforce inequalities. In many regions, traditional caregiving expectations limit women's opportunities, while the lack of affordable childcare and paid parental leave exacerbates the problem. Even emerging fields like AI and STEM are struggling to reach gender parity, despite doubling the representation of women in those roles since 2016. Economic inequality is deeply tied to caregiving responsibilities. Countries like Iceland show how equitable parental leave policies can make a difference. By encouraging both parents to share caregiving duties, these policies not only support women's careers, but also create healthier work-life balances for families. Political empowerment, however, may be the hardest gap to close. Without equal representation in decision-making roles, those policies that address the systematic barriers causing inequality between men and women in the first place are unlikely to emerge. It's a vicious cycle. Limited representation leads to a limited influence, which perpetuates inequality. So what can we do to accelerate progress? The answer lies in systematic change. Policies that support equitable care systems, provide access to STEM education, and promote political representation are essential. countries like Iceland, and in particular Wamba, show us that deliberate strategies work even in challenging contexts. But change also requires cultural shifts, re-evaluating norms that limit women's potential and encouraging men to take on active roles in, for instance, caregiving. The business world has a role to play too. Companies that prioritize diversity and equity consistently outperform those that don't. Yet many workplaces still struggle with pay gaps, hiring biases, and a lack of support for women in leadership. By creating inclusive environments, businesses can drive progress from within. And let's not forget the power of global collaboration. Aligning policies across borders, sharing best practices, and investigating in programs that empower women can make a real difference. The fight for gender equality isn't just a local issue, it's a global one. The journey to gender parity is long, but it's one we can and must accelerate. Achieving equality isn't just about fairness, it's about unlocking the potential of half the world's population to build stronger, more innovative, and more inclusive societies. You've been listening to Here, the podcast, brought to you by the Human Environment and Animal Responsibility Initiative, the first nonprofit to take an equally committed approach to uniting human, environment, and animal responsibility.